give hope. The Rollupin Radio Spring Pledge Drive is underway, and you can pledge by calling 877-291-0123 or go online to RollupinRadio.com or the Rollupin Radio app. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Rollupin Radio and the Rollupin Radio app. It's Tuesday, May 7th, 2024, Tuesday of the sixth week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is St. John of Beverley. He was born at Harpham, Yorkshire, England, studied under Adrian at St. Theodore's School in Kent. On his return to his native land, he became a monk at Whitby. He was named Bishop of Hexham in 687, then transferred to York as Metropolitan in 705, succeeding St. Boza. John was known for his holiness, his preference for the contemplative life, and his miracles. He was in ill health and resigned the bishopric of York in 717 and retired to Beverley Abbey, which he had founded, and remained there until his death in 721. St. John of Beverley, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, inflame our hearts with the longings of Christ's Sacred Heart, so that we might truly offer our persons and works in union with Him for the salvation of the world. Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we consecrate ourselves to Your Sacred Heart, and we offer ourselves with You to the Father in Your holy sacrifice of the Mass, with our prayer, works, sufferings, and joys of this day, in reparation for our sins, and that Your kingdom come. We especially pray for the Church throughout the world, for the Holy Father and his intentions, for the evangelization and conversion of the whole world, for our bishop and his intentions, for our parish, and for our families and their needs. Listen to us, O Lord, through Christ your Son. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray that religious women and men and seminarians grow in their own vocation through their human, pastoral, spiritual, and community formation, leading them to be creditable witnesses to the gospel. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. A few years ago, I was having dinner with a couple of friends of mine, university students, and one of them had been through many years of battling cancer. Thankfully, his cancer was in remission and had been for several years, thanks to a new treatment at the time that his body responded really well to. But with cancer being in and out of remission throughout high school, well, obviously he suffered a lot. And there were times where it wasn't clear whether he was going to survive. And because of the cancer and the different treatments he was receiving, he spent much of his high school years in the hospital. He definitely did not have a normal American high school experience. He missed a lot. He missed high school sports, dances, hanging out with friends, normal life in the classroom at school. And plus, mix that with the uncertainty of whether he's going to live or not and all of the suffering. Well, it was certainly not normal high school experience. And at one point in our conversation over dinner, I asked him if there was good that came from those years of cancer, from those years of battling cancer. And he immediately responded by saying, yes, definitely. And he started to name some of those positives. First, he said, well, some of his classmates had made some mistakes in high school, drugs, alcohol, and things like that. And he said, thanks to my cancer, I didn't fall into any of that. And I very well might have. I probably would have gone with the flow, allowed peer pressure to lead me into some of those things. But thanks to being in the hospital all the time and thanks to being sick, I was protected from that. Second, he said that thanks to his suffering, he was now much more patient and understanding with people. And he's convinced much more so than he would have been otherwise. He experienced firsthand that even though people can be very well-intentioned, they don't know, and in his case, they did not know exactly what he was going through. They just didn't, because they were not him. And so he realized that he can never really know what another person is suffering or going through, simply because he is not that person. And so we must be slow to judge and to strive to understand, and just simply understand that we never know what another person is suffering interiorly or what they're going through interiorly. And I thought, wow, that is a very mature statement that usually comes with a lot of life experience. And I would say, because of this young man's suffering, he did have a lot of life experience in a very short time. And the third positive, right, the third good thing that came from those years of illness, he said he felt much closer to Jesus because of his suffering. He found great strength in the midst of his suffering. He found great strength imagining and praying about Jesus' suffering and knowing that somehow his suffering was not in vain. Jesus' suffering was not in vain, thus his own was not in vain, even if in the moment he didn't necessarily see how or why. He just knew that if he was close to our Lord, if he was close to Jesus, it would not be in vain. Needless to say, I was very impressed to hear all this from a college student. Maturity beyond his years. Grateful for the good that had come from a bad thing, that had come from cancer. The good that came from that illness is priceless, I would say. That supernatural outlook, those qualities, that maturity, all that will be extremely important and useful for him in life. In his own personal experience, and linked with that, his dealing with others. And all of this happened during his illness and also afterwards, that he's able to recognize these things and benefit from them. All of this happened because of a fundamental attitude that we want to ask Jesus for today and to pray about. The fundamental attitude of trust in our Lord, trusting in Jesus. And I was reminded of this young man because of the gospel in today's Mass. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. It's during the Last Supper discourse, which goes on for several chapters in the Gospel of St. John, where our Lord Jesus is telling the apostles many things. And in chapter 16, he says, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts." Because I have told you that I must go, grief has filled their hearts. Understandably so. Getting to know Jesus, to experience life with him, his manner of loving us, right? And in the case of the apostles, being there physically with him, hearing his voice, looking into his eyes, you know, getting to know him in that very special way. We can understand why grief would fill their hearts. It'd fill our hearts too, probably. And then Jesus goes on, he says, "But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. It is better for you that I go." Jesus is preparing the apostles for things that they won't initially understand. In fact, they probably don't understand what he's saying in that very passage. But it will help them understand later. But that phrase, "It is better for you that I go." And Jesus, we turn to you and can't help but say, "Really? How's that possible? That doesn't make any sense to us." Especially put ourselves in the shoes of the apostles in that particular moment. Like, what are you talking about? That doesn't make sense. We don't understand. And that happens a lot. We don't understand why certain things happen, why God permits certain things to happen. Not that he wills them directly, but he lets them happen. So putting ourselves back in the shoes of the apostles, how is it possible that it's better for us that you go? Well, if we fast forward a little bit, and we will see that Jesus institutes a Eucharist so he can always be close to us. So he doesn't, yes, he may go and he will ascend into heaven, and at the same time, he does stay. He gives us the holy sacrifice of the Mass. He will rise from the dead. And yes, he will ascend into heaven, But then he will send the Holy Spirit, as he just said, for if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I do go, he will. And we see that the Holy Spirit transforms the apostles into pillars of the church, true fathers of the church. And he is, and how the Holy Spirit has guided the church since then, in the midst of persecution, division, right? Poor instruments, which we all are. The Holy Spirit has guided and protected the church against the constant attacks of the devil. Constant. Jesus, you know what you're doing. Even and especially if I don't understand. And even if it means my suffering or the suffering of others. Jesus, I want to trust in you. I want to learn from the experience of Christians since the beginning. I want to learn from what you told the apostles and what you have done, what we find in Scripture, and what you have done throughout history. You have not left us orphans. So the simple conclusion from all this is trust. Jesus, I want to trust you. Let's trust our Lord, realizing the most important thing is that we be close to him and we get to heaven. No matter how long or short this life might be, we want to get to heaven. Jesus wanted St. Faustina to have an image of him painted. The one was two rays, one red and the other, pale, a pale white, coming from his heart. And Jesus wanted St. Faustina to have these words below it. Jesus, I trust in you. He wants us to trust in him. He wants us to say it and to live it. But let us say it to him often so that we can also live it. Jesus, I trust in you. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you've communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's a lot more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. This day of prayer begins in just 2 minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us for Daybreak here on Relevant Radio. Glenn sitting in with Paul for just a minute to give you a great opportunity to be generous, to give hope. You can do that. It's our spring pledge drive here at Relevant Radio. The need by the end of the week, $3 million. Can you help Relevant Radio keep going strong and over 220 plus stations across the country and around the globe online at relevantradio.com and on that beautiful Relevant Radio app? You help us to continue to bring hope with each and every gift, each and every prayer for Relevant Radio. Thanks for doing your best right now, and to help you get it off to a great start, right and early already, we have a 100% match for each and every gift. A $500 gift matched with $500, a $1,000 gift matched with $1,000, and so on. Just asking you to pray about it and do your very best. Our number to reach, 877-291-0123. Pledge online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. More and more folks give electronically each and every pledge drive. I encourage you to check that out, too. But however you do it, you give hope with each and every gift to Relevant Radio. Thanks for being generous.
As always, it is quick and easy to donate. Friendly volunteers make the process quick, and it's even faster if you donate online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. The phone number, if you don't have the app, is 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You know, I can't overemphasize how much we need your help. Relevant Radio is listener supported. That means that we absolutely need your prayerful support and your financial support as well. So give us a call now, 877-291-0123, or go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Just a relative few number of our listeners are actually donors, so become one of those special people. Call now or pledge online and give hope. On Tuesday of the sixth week of Easter, May 7th, 2024, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek, and we begin the liturgical day as we join in prayer with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Thank you. surrender to God, and He will do everything for you. Alleluia.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you. Alleluia.
Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, He will grant your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. Do not fret at the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place. He is not there. But the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you. Alleluia.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him. Alleluia.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him. Alleluia.
The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He sees that His day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn. His bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth. For the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright. Their heritage will last forever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days. In time of famine, their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows. They shall vanish. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those He has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall never fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake His friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land, there they shall live forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him. Alleluia.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in His way. Alleluia.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in His way. Alleluia.
The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and seeks occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again, he was gone. I searched, he was nowhere to be found. See the just man, mark the upright. For the peaceful man, a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You proclaimed the poor to be blessed, Lord Jesus, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Fill us generously with your gifts. Teach us to put our trust in the Father and to seek his kingdom first of all, rather than imitate the powerful and envy the rich.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. Alleluia.
Christ, risen from the dead, will never die again. Alleluia.
Death no longer has power over him. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter of the Apostle John. Little ones, I address you, for through his name, your sins have been forgiven. Fathers, I address you, for you have known him who is from the beginning. Young men, I address you, for you have conquered the evil one. I address you, children, for you have known the Father. I address you, fathers, for you have known him who is from the beginning. I address you, young men, for you are strong, and the word of God remains in you, and you have conquered the evil one. Have no love for the world, nor the things that the world affords. If anyone loves the world, the Father's love has no place in him. For nothing that the world affords comes from the Father. Carnal allurements, enticements for the eye, the life of empty show, all these are from the world, and the world with its seductions is passing away. But the man who does God's will endures forever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The world and all its allurements will pass away.
But whoever does God's will shall live forever.
Alleluia.
Whoever loves the world cannot have the Father's love within him.
But whoever does God's will shall live forever.
Alleluia.
From a commentary on the Gospel of John by St. Cyril of Alexandria, Bishop. All who receive the sacred flesh of Christ are united with him as members of his body. This is the teaching of St. Paul when he speaks of the mystery of our religion that was hidden from former generations but has now been revealed to the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, namely, that the Gentiles are joint heirs with the Jews, that they are members of the same body, and that they have a share in the promise made by God in Christ Jesus. If in Christ all of us, both ourselves and he who is within us by his own flesh, are members of the same body, is it not clear that we are one, both with one another and with Christ? He is the bond that unites us, because he is at once both God and man. With regard to our unity in the Spirit, we may say, following the same line of thought, that all of us who have received one and the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, are united intimately, both with one another and with God. Taken separately, we are many, and Christ sends the Spirit, who is both the Father's Spirit and His own, to dwell in each of us. Yet that Spirit, being one and indivisible, gathers together those who are distinct from each other as individuals, and causes them all to be seen as a unity in Himself. Just as Christ's sacred flesh has power to make those in whom it is present into one body, so the one indivisible Spirit of God, dwelling in all, causes all to become one in spirit. Therefore, St. Paul appeals to us to bear with one another charitably, and to spare no effort in securing, by the bonds of peace, the unity that comes from the Spirit. There is but one body and one Spirit, just as there is but one hope held out to us by God's call. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and works through all and is in all. If the one Spirit dwells in us, the one God and Father of all will be in us, and He, through His Son, will gather together into unity with one another and with Himself all who share in the Spirit. There is also another way of showing that we are made one by sharing in the Holy Spirit. If we have given up our worldly way of life and submitted once for all to the laws of the Spirit, it must surely be obvious to everyone that by repudiating, in a sense, our own life and taking on the supernatural likeness of the Holy Spirit, who is united to us, our nature is transformed so that we are no longer merely men, but also sons of God, spiritual men, by reason of the share we have received in the divine nature. We are all one, therefore, in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We are one in mind and holiness. We are one through our communion in the sacred flesh of Christ and through our sharing in the one Holy Spirit.
Since there is only one loaf, though we are many, we form one body.
For all of us partake of the one bread and the one cup. Alleluia.
In your goodness, O God, you provided for the poor, and you give a home to the friendless.
For all of us partake of the one bread and the one cup. Alleluia.
God our Father, may we look forward with hope to our resurrection. For you have made us your sons and daughters and restored the joy of our youth. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Jesus continues with his farewells to his apostles and makes more allusions to the coming of the Holy Spirit. It's in today's Gospel in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive, Give Hope. Now, I looked up hope, and hope, you know, according to Thomas Aquinas, it's a future good, difficult but possible to attain, by means of the divine assistance on whose help it leans. In other words, with God's help, we hope for things. And we hope for your support of Relevant Radio during this Spring Pledge Drive. And by donating, you give hope to others. Relevant Radio is a 501c3 organization. Your donation is tax deductible, and as I always say, I don't want that to be the only reason you give, but it is a nice perk. So call now with your pledge, 877-291-0123, or donate online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, and give hope.
Faith, hope, and love. Greatest of these is love, but hope is pretty important. We're talking about that this week. You give hope with each and every gift to Relevant Radio this week. during our spring Give Hope Pledge Drive, inviting you to call now at 877-291-0123 or give online, relevantradio.com or the mobile app. Those electronic ways, increasingly popular, safe and efficient too. And all gifts on the phone or on the computer, stuff matched 100%. Bright and early, we're happy you're with us here on Daybreak, and more coming up in just a minute. But right now, it's that opportunity to be generous, to give so others can learn more about Christ. Our mission here at Relevant Radio, simply to bring Christ to the world through the media. We can do that with your help. Can't do it without your help. Do your best now and appreciate your prayers and your financial support too. Give and get matched 100% at 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com and on the mobile app too. And know with each and every gift, what you really do is give hope.
Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord reminds his apostles that he's not leaving them orphans. The Holy Spirit will be coming. It's from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John.
I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convince the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no more. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. It's May, the month of Mary. And today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Month of sun and flowers, month of May, at the dawning of the Paschal time. Since Advent, our thoughts have followed Jesus. Now that the great peace that follows the resurrection is in our souls, how can we not return to her who gave him to us? She appeared on earth to prepare his coming. She lived in his shadow to such an extent that we do not see her intervening in the gospel, except as the mother of Jesus, following him, watching him. And when Jesus leaves us, she effaces herself. She effaces herself, but she remains in the memory of the people because we owe Jesus to her. As on other occasions, we see Jesus talking about the mysteries of the kingdom of God. The crowds are all about him, looking at him and observing a deep silence. All of a sudden, unexpectedly, a woman shouts with all her strength, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that you sucked." The prophecy contained in the Magnificat begins to be fulfilled. "Henceforth all generations will call me blessed," Mary had exclaimed under the motion of the Holy Spirit. On this occasion, with popular spontaneity, a woman's words have begun something which will not cease until the end of the world. Those words of Our Lady at the outset of her vocation were to have their most complete fulfillment down through the centuries. Poets, intellectuals, kings, warriors, craftsmen, mothers, mature men and women and children scarcely able to talk, in the fields, in cities, on mountaintops, in factories, and on the highways, amid sorrows and joys, on the most transcendental of occasions, consider how innumerable individuals have given up their soul to God while looking at a picture of Our Lady or with the sweet name of Mary on their lips or in their mind. Or on the most ordinary of occasions, like turning a corner and catching a fleeting glimpse of an image of Our Lady. On so many occasions of such different kinds, millions of voices in all languages have sung the praises of the Mother of God. It is a ceaseless cry all across the world, which daily calls down God's mercy on the earth, a cry which we cannot explain except in terms of an express wish of God. The Second Vatican Council reminds us that from earliest times, the Blessed Virgin has been honored under the title of Mother of God, under whose protection the faithful took refuge in all their dangers and necessities. The whole Christian people have always known how to go to God through His Mother. With the constant experience of her graces and favors, they have found her all-powerful in supplication, and they have found in her the shortcut to God. Love has found many ways of addressing her and honoring her. The Church has constantly recommended and blessed this devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary as a sure way to get to our Lord, because Mary is always the way that leads to Christ. Every encounter with her cannot but end in a meeting with Christ Himself. And what more does a continuous recourse to Mary signify than the quest for Christ, who is in her arms, in her, through her, and with her? Christ, our Savior, to whom men, amid the discouragements and dangers here below, have the duty and feel the need to seek as a harbor of salvation and transcendent source of life. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. We continue praying now as we join the whole Church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
You said eyes haven't seen, no heart could even dream.
You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. Alleluia.
You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. Alleluia.
Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men, rescue me, O God. Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? O send forth your light and your truth. Let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I will thank you on the harp, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty Father, source of everlasting light, send forth your truth into our hearts and pour over us the brightness of your light.
You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. Alleluia.
Lord, you have preserved my life from destruction. Alleluia.
Lord, you have preserved my life from destruction. Alleluia.
Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart. To the gates of the netherworld I shall be consigned for the rest of my years.
I said, I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world.
My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread.
Day and night, you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night, you give me over to torment.
Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits. Be my surety.
You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction when you cast behind your back all my sins.
For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness.
The living give you thanks as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness.
The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you have preserved my life from destruction. Alleluia.
You have visited the earth and brought life-giving rain to fill it with plenty. Alleluia.
You have visited the earth and brought life-giving rain to fill it with plenty. Alleluia.
To you our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer. To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. too heavy for us, our offenses, but you wipe them away. Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple. You keep your pledge with wonders, O God our Savior, the hope of all the earth, of far distant isles. You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy. You care for the earth, give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain. And thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows. You level it, soften it with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows. The hills are girded with joy. The meadows covered with flocks, the valleys are decked with wheat. They shout for joy. Yes, they sing. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, hope of all the earth, hear the humble prayer of your children as we sing your praises. Pour out your Spirit on us so that our lives may bear fruit abundantly.
You have visited the earth and brought life-giving rain to fill it with plenty. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God raised Jesus from the dead, and for many days thereafter, Jesus appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are his witnesses now before the people. We ourselves announce to you the good news that what God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, in raising up Jesus, according to what is written in the second Psalm. You are my Son. This day I have begotten you. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, for I live, and you will live. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies. Free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, for I live, and you will live. Alleluia. The spotless Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. Let us give thanks to the Father and say,
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Source of all life, remember the death and resurrection of the Lamb slain on the cross.
Listen to his voice as he lives forever, making intercessions for us.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Now that the old leaven of wickedness and evil is destroyed,
may we always feed on the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Grant that today we may put aside all friction and jealousy,
and show greater concern for the needs of others.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Send into our hearts the Spirit of the Gospel,
that we may walk in the way of your commandments today and forever.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God, our Father, may we look forward with hope to our resurrection, for you have made us your sons and daughters and restored the joy of our youth. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Donate now and give hope. Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central or on the Relevant Radio app. You go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.